The rest of the story. It was the prospect of gold which brought people into the territory in the first place, and those who had come decided to stay. By February 1859, an act had been introduced in our Congress which would make that chunk of land spanning the Rocky Mountains an official U.S. territory. The name Osage Territory was proposed, and yet there was too much congressional foot-dragging to suit the enthusiastic inhabitants of the area. So on June 6, a constitutional convention assembled. The name Jefferson Territory was adopted, and the election of a delegate to Congress was scheduled. Had duly elected delegate B.D. Williams simply gone to Washington, D.C. and gained the acceptance of Jefferson Territory as an official territory of the United States, then the eventual state would have been called Jefferson. Oh, of course there's no such state. I'm going to tell you why. Among the unsuccessful candidates for territorial delegate was a fellow named George Willing, and he decided to go to Washington anyway, and he met Delegate Williams there, and he told Delegate Williams that Congress would be unlikely to buy the name Jefferson for the new territory. He, George Willing, had a better name, Idaho. Idaho. Said it was an Indian name. Said it meant Gem of the Mountains. And Delegate Williams said that it was a very nice name indeed, that the territorial inhabitants had already chosen Jefferson, and Jefferson they would get. But shortly thereafter, both House and Senate committees determined that to start a trend of naming territories after presidents would not be a good idea, that President Washington's should remain a singular honor. Oh, have you heard these rest of the story stories are now available in a home video cassette? You can order yours by dialing 1-800-88-STORY. Delegate Williams admonished that if Jefferson was out of the question, a number of names should be pondered and carefully evaluated. Names proposed to the Senate committee included Tampa, Nemara, and Weapaloa, Arapaho, even San Juan. The House committee seemed particularly fond of Tahosa, an Indian word meaning dwellers of the mountaintops. The names of Columbus and Franklin and Lafayette were also considered for the new territory. But the one name, apparently irresistible to all, was George Willing's original suggestion. Idaho, Gem of the Mountains. What could be more appropriate? But, well, this is the rest of the story. Delegate B.D. Williams, still suspicious of territorial tag-along George Willing, decided to research the origin of this Indian word, Idaho. You know what he discovered? Idaho did not mean Gem of the Mountains. Idaho had no meaning at all. There was no such word in any language as Idaho. And suddenly realizing that the Idaho proposal had been George Willing's practical joke from the start, Delegate Williams hurried back to the Hill with a warning. The name Idaho was a fake, he said. It's a fake. It doesn't mean anything. Certainly it doesn't mean Gem of the Mountains. The word Idaho must never be associated with this beautiful mountain state. The name of a territory, ultimately a state, should be the product of a practical joker's imagination was unthinkable. The new territory must receive another name, he said. The new territory deserved a legitimate name, one which had some real meaning. So, the new territory got another name. The phony name Idaho was abandoned. The name Idaho was abandoned, and on February 28, 1861, Colorado was born. And now you know the rest of the story.